I hope you're looking for a new love. I always am, and I love your phone calls. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can catch any of the show you may have missed by going to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. I am joined this afternoon, as I am every Monday at 3:30, for In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia. I almost missed it last night. I was kind of like checked out on the news, and then the alert came that Joe Biden had pardoned his son Hunter, not just pardoned him as to the two criminal actions currently, well, no longer at the time, proceeding against Hunter, but it was a blanket pardon covering any potential criminal conduct over a 10-year period of time.
Up to yesterday, man.
Like,
man,
what was Hunter doing over the Thanksgiving weekend that he needed a pardon for?
I want to party with that cowboy.
Yeah,
so he announced
man.
It, what, like during Thanksgiving? Hey, son, good news, I'm getting you a pardon. And dude's like run out the door getting hookers and blow. Like, I got to go.
This
thing comes on Sunday. I better get all my action in.
Blows his sobriety all the heck. Here was what Joe Biden wrote. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. Let me be clear. I disagree with it, but I absolutely understand it. And if he was going to do a pardon at all, I also would agree. If you're going to do the pardon, then you give your kid the blanket pardon, right? Like, you don't go halvesies, because then they could try to
charge him with something else.
Pun intended, some other crime. And let me be very clear here. If the federal freaking government wants to charge you with a crime, unless you have been locked up in a convent and literally never done anything wrong, the government can usually find some stuff to charge you with if they take a hard enough look. And with a guy like Cash Patel running the FBI, I mean, do we remember what happened with J. Edgar Hoover and the secret tapes? And like, he went after Martin Luther King Jr. Like, a lot of this stuff happens in secret. The FBI oversees the FISA warrant process. Like, I'm a little freaked out. Joshua from Wausau says this, probably so that the whole Biden family can escape the United States when he gets out of office on January 20th, so Trump doesn't try to off all of them. Like, sad but true, but apparently the Supreme Court says, we're good to go. If Donald Trump thinks that they're like an enemy of the state, that's fine. Let's go to the phones. Y'all have been very patient. Robert from West Allis, should Joe Biden have pardoned Hunter?
Under normal circumstances, I would say no. If this was the Bush administration or some type of normal, moderate Republican, no. But in this case, with the Trump administration, you know, the era of we're going to put people into jobs that they're unqualified for, not based on resume or experience, but more based on how loyal they are to me or will they carry.
Well, apparently there's also a prerequisite that someone is engaged in some sort of sexual assault-y type of thing, because there's a whole bunch of them that check that box on the application.
Yeah, and really what I think they should do is he should be pardoning people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Adam Schiff and anyone that was involved with the January 6th, people that Trump or in his administration said they're going to go after. They should be blanketed pardoned right now.
Have we abandoned all faith in our court system? I mean, a Trump-appointed judge in the Eastern District of Wisconsin oversaw the 2020 election case brought by the Trump campaign and rejected it in whole cloth, was like, this is all stupid and there's no evidence. What are you talking about? Get out of here. Like, do we really abandon it?
No,
Don, what do you say?
Absolutely not. That is so unbelievably troublesome. And I know what you said before, Meg, and I disagree with it. I don't think they can come up and find something to charge me with, at least within the statute of limitations. If I'm any of those cats, I'm like, bring it. Bring it. You want to jam it up? You want to come after me? Let's do this. Let's get it on. Let's use it. Use the systems as they are, because I'd be very happy to defend myself.
Well, here's two things about that. One, I didn't say that they'll convict you, but they can absolutely make your life a living hell and bankrupt you. Okay? Like, that can happen. So So I want to be clear about that. I believe that if they want to bring these cases, most of them will go down in a blaze of glory. And I'd like, you know, any of the billionaires who have done anticipatory obedience to start cutting checks to a legal aid fund for all the good government servants that are going to be targeted by the next Trump administration. Wisco Paul, what say you? Should he have pardoned Hunter?
Well, under normal circumstances, like your last caller said, a moderate Republican, a Republican president like Bush, or let's say Romney would have got in, I don't think he should have. But in this case with Trump, yes, because this guy is off the rails already. He hasn't even taken office yet. So, yes, because who knows if he... You know what? If this Kash Patel gets ahead of the, what, FBI or... I don't know where we're
going. Who knows what's going to happen? Thanks so much, Wisco Paul. Always good to see you on my caller list. Roger from Wanakee getting the last word today. Biden should have resigned, handed the keys to Harris. She would have been the next president if for only 45 days, and then leave the pardoning apparatus to her. That is a hot take from Roger. Thank you all. Stay tuned for Dom Salvia. He's up next. I'll be around tomorrow with Dom for a little overtime at the top of his show. Thanks for listening. Happy Monday, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together here on the Civic Media Radio Network.